Okay, interview with John Boy Smith. John Boy, you've been very, very honest and candid. It's been a tough couple of months for you, but how do you feel now coming into the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon?
Well, like I say, being that I had a rough year, like in 2016, it's been pretty good considering. I mean, I went to Seoul in April last year, come back with, end up developing a pressure sore, which I went into hospital for to get stitched. I was only tiny, it was a very minor injury. Short story is, it developed into septicemia in the wound. I was in bed rest for 3 months. So last year was a complete write-off for me up until April. This is my first marathon back, and considering I had a really long layoff, a lot of bed rest, I've actually come back a bit stronger than I was before. I think it was a blessing in disguise, I mean, because I feel like I was overtraining but didn't realise at the time, like, you just want to get your head down and go. But I had a layoff. I did the half marathon in Lisbon in September, got a second place to Rafa and almost a personal best. But coming into this race, I mean, prepared the best I can. I'm obviously, I won last year, so I'm defending champion, and I want to walk away with my title, well, back and still in my possession, you know? So it's going to be, like I said, it was said in the press conference there, it will be a 26-mile battle, I can promise you that.
Well, as you rightly said about last year, I mean, you obliterated the rest of the field, but there's some very competitive wheelchair racers taking part at the 2017 event. We really are gearing up towards a fantastic battle, as you rightly said.
Exactly. I mean, last year it was, I'm not sure what the course record was, it was, but my main competition was Rob Smith, and he's not in the same category as me. I'm a T54, which is the fastest category there is in wheelchair racing. Rob's a T52, so he's, like I say, he's one of the best in the world as a 52, but he can't compete with my, it's nothing personal, it's just T52s can't compete with 54s. And like I say, this year we've got Patrick Monahan from Ireland, he's number one in Ireland, good friend of mine. Rafa's number one in Spain. We've got Josh Cassidy, he holds the world record, so I think it's like St. Ridiculous 119 or something, and obviously the best Canada's got to offer. And like I say, the three other, arguably the best in the world, or after my title, so you can only imagine.
And obviously having won here last year, just give us an insight into what this course is like. I mean, is it a marathon that you enjoy competing at?
Well, I do enjoy it, I will admit. This is, like I say, they've said it's a 5-star event, and it is everything as they say. But I will admit, this is a course I'm not used to. I mean, I prefer hills, corners, tight bends, like the New York Marathon, for example, in London, they suit me better. But with this, it's long and flat and straight. So you've got to change your training, you change your tactics, you race differently. You haven't got to worry about looking up every now and again to see if you're going to hit a roundabout or not. This is literally X amount of miles straight and back again. So, like I say, you prepare different, get your head down. The heat's a big factor as well. I mean, back home it's -2, over here it's about 26 degrees at the moment, and it's 11 a.m. So just different preparations, but a good athlete does what he needs to do, changes tactics, changes training, gets his head down and does it, you know?